But yeah, that's how I got this little...
Did you learn your lesson, or did you stop mooning people?
Yeah. Some would say I'm a serial mooner.
I wouldn't stop mooning people. I'd want to moon more people. See what kind of shenanigans I get into.
That's dedication. Yeah. Ladies!
Don't forget the gentlemen.
Gentlemen, yeah. How are you doing? It's your motherfucking boy, Gamero, the Pharaoh, the poor man's Robert De Niro. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, I am also very ecstatic, you know what I'm saying, to be here at these hallowed Midnight in Miami halls one more time with my good man, Mr. Christian Big H in the His house, my brother.
How are you, my brother?
How is everything?
I'm great, man. I just want to take a second off the top of this episode to congratulate this guy over here on
happening?
His 125th episode.
This is Mr. 125 right here.
Second coming of Christ.
Good Lord, I like it. You know what I'm saying? And how do you introduce episode number 125 then with a powerhouse of a guest today? You know what I'm talking about? Ladies and gentlemen, I am also very ecstatic. Christian, you know what I'm saying? He got a chance to chop it up with a man of the hour before we do. You know what I'm saying? Very good on that. And we are also very ecstatic to introduce for the first time ever in Midnight in Miami, we have Funky Mada!
Wow! That was the best intro I've ever had on a podcast I have a personal question.
Please.
How much cocaine did you do before you came out?
Well, it is Midnight in Miami after all. You know what I'm saying? That's branding, baby. That's branding.
Jesus.
Shout out the Cocaine Cowboys. Funky, talk to me, my brother. How is your Tuesday going on? How's everything going on,
it's
my
Tuesday.
Brother?
It's Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Oh, it's good. I mean, it's good. Now it's even better.
Oh, okay, okay.
Balls, dude.
We try.
You know, I feel like I'm underdressed now.
No. You
maybe
are
I
regal.
Should take some articles of clothing.
Yeah, take it off. Let's get these views going. You know what I'm saying?
I'll take a shoe
shout
off.
Out. There
I'll
you go. Okay, that's how we start. Okay. That's minute three.
Should we follow?
No, I have two shoes, dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We got like an hour. It's minute three, and the first article of clothing is coming off.
Two shoes and three legs.
Oh, that's man. I like that.
Boom, ladies, you heard it here first.
Hey, so, look at the size of this guy.
What is that, a size 13?
Yeah, you know what they say about big shoes.
What do they?
Big feet, right?
What?
You don't know?
It's a hard time at a bowling alley. You don't get shoes a lot. What?
Also, you have to bowl barefoot.
Barefoot. Oh man, I hope you don't slip and slide in there. You know what I'm saying?
It's not a porno.
Oh man, not yet. You're not yet. You know what I'm saying? But you hit up the Midnight and Miami OnlyFans, and we'll see what happens. You know what I'm saying? That's that Patreon. Funky, talk to me. I mean, there's so many things to get into, and that is a big shoe, ladies and gentlemen. Christian, am I incorrect?
This
that's a big shoe.
This is not
I like that. God, that's an executive decision. God, I like that. That's creativity.
Yeah. Wow, I'm CEO of my own.
You are a CEO. Good Lord.
Doubles as a cup holder. Look at that.
Stay hydrated, my friends. Stay hydrated. Let's all cheers to 125. Honestly, let's cheers to 125.
Awesome.
Big cheers. Eye contact. Right. Now you get a lot of bad sex.
Bad sex for 7 years.
Oh man,
like that, right?
I'm on year ten. That. I'm on year cheers. 10 of that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
praise God.
Yeah, he's in the trenches.
I don't mind. Praise I'm a
Lord.
Virgin anyway.
We'll help him out.
Amen. Funky. Amen. Oh man, what a trio right here. Good Lord, how do we even dive into such an illustrious episode? Funky.
We already did.
We did. Funky, I gotta ask, what are the roots, my brother? Where did it all start? Where did the performer in you, when did he first need to come out?
I think it's always been there ever since I was little. So a story of the day I was born, right? My mom had me, and then the nurse came.
Shout out, mom.
Love you, mom.
Big shout.
And then the nurse came to bring me to my mom.
Okay.
And she like unveiled she opened up the little blanket thingy.
Yeah.
Pissed on the nurse's face, dude.
Damn.
Day one.
Dog, making executive decisions since day one. God, that's beautiful. Christian, what do you make of a man like that? You know what I'm saying? So young, so fragile, but still making those executive decisions.
You know, I can't say
I
that
conscious.
I had such
I
a strong
conscious.
Start to the world. I was my, you know, actually my father, when they cut off my umbilical cord, he ran out into the hallways with it, screaming, "I have a boy! I have a boy!"
Oh, so, man.
That's my own birthing story.
That's nice. Beautiful. Yeah. And the fact that you told the story without mentioning pickleball, I commend you for that.
Pickleball is taking over the nation by storm.
Right.
Miami-Dade County, we need more courts. The snowbirds are coming, and we need to be prepared.
PA, right here, really quick. If pickleball has an Instagram account or whoever's behind the whole fictitious sport of pickleball, if you want to sponsor this guy, if you want to sponsor this guy, please. He talks about pickleball more than he talks about Rebecca, and he really likes Rebecca.
I do really like Rebecca, but she's taken a backseat to my new favorite addiction, which is pickleball.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Oh, man. Funky, my brother, I do want to know, you know, one of the big questions that has been constantly asked us, in case you don't know,
it's really big.
Oh, 100%. That is question number one. Spoiler alert. But we do have three segments. You know this very well. One of them, you yourself submit questions, and a plethora of the questions that we received, of course, had to do with your tattoos.
Right.
How'd you get the idea? How did the idea first come about?
Of the full tons of
you do have tons, but there is one illustrious piece, the coveted back piece.
Right.
Arguably, the world's most famous back piece.
I think so.
Shared with Steve-O. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
What was the first one? So, how did the idea come to be? Was this something that, like, you from the first one you knew that was the end goal?
Yeah, all right, so I'll give you the gist, the whole story in a nutshell. I started tattooing at around like maybe 14 years old, dude.
Okay.
And I was really into tattooing. And then for some reason, I wanted to... You remember MySpace? I don't know how old you guys are.
Oh, yeah, man.
So MySpace...
Shut up, Tom.
Everybody's the HTML master. You know what I'm saying?
He looks like fucking Tom.
He kind of does, bro.
Get the fuck out of here, Tom.
Yeah, oh, my God.
MySpace the movie? I'll gladly play him. What's up, Tom?
God.
So MySpace had these, like, surveys, right? The infamous surveys of, like, where were you born? Where was the last place you had sex? When was the last time you farted? Blah, blah, blah. All this stuff. What's your favorite food? And I wanted to get one of those surveys in, like, on my back, but with the answer parts blank so that people can write in the whole thing, like fill out my back, basically.
Damn.
Like, it would be an interactive tattoo. I was in between that and getting my friends to tattoo my back, like to sign my back. I decided to go with that idea because I thought it was cooler. And then eventually I broke a fucking world record. I never intended on breaking a world record. It started off with friends and then like family and then like famous tattoo artists and then Tony Hawk tattooed me. And then after that Tony Hawk incident, I was just like, yo, I can fucking achieve anything I fucking want ever. So then I started just like reaching out and sneaking into events and all this stuff and MacGyvering my way into situations.
Hell yeah.
And I eventually broke a world record.
Wow.
My whole back is, each signature is one story. There's 242 signatures on it.
God.
And
this man's got more tattoos than I do episodes. Good Lord. God damn.
And like, I've met so many really cool people throughout this whole project and I've stayed in touch with and made friends with a lot of really cool people that I never thought I would have made friends with. Like, I'm really close with Steve Cardenas, who's the Red Power Ranger, for example.
Oh, man. Dude. That's childhood goals right there,
right,
man.
Dude.
Wow. Hell yeah. What was the first tattoo?
The first tattoo on my body or the first tattoo? Is that Rebecca? The first tattoo on my body or the first tattoo on my back?
She stays thirsty, dog. She stays thirsty,
yo,
you know?
Why is Rebecca texting Juan?
Oh, man, she just wants to get on the podcast.
She's
trying
to reach you. She's one of those toxic girls.
Oh, man, don't we all know
him? Is she not toxic?
They're all toxic.
Praise God. Praise God.
That is not true. My mom is
Rebecca,
not
toxic. Rebecca, he's lying. He talks so much.
He's lying.
Like,
he speaks so highly. Yeah, he really does.
Anyway, so... where was I?
First tattoo
Rebecca.
For the back.
Rebecca!
First tattoo on my back.
Yes.
First tattoo on my back was, it started off in a small tattoo shop in California in Hollywood, on Hollywood Boulevard. It was called Zebra Tattoo. And I used to go there every week to get a new tattoo. Really addicted to tattoos and stuff, as you can see. And I decided to start that back piece over there. And it was the first five or six people were the tattoo artists from that shop that were really close friends of mine. Actually, the first person was a girl that did the piercing. She didn't really tattoo, but she was starting to tattoo. She did the, it says sign here.
Okay.
She did that and then she signed and then left and then everyone else came through. But it was those five, six people at that shop. Wow. In Los Angeles. Yeah, man.
And now that was only your first tattoos on your back, but that wasn't your first tattoo period?
No, I was already a grown ass child by then. But my first tattoo, I think, was at 14 years old. I got like four sewing needles, Indian ink, and I wrapped the needles with like sewing string. And then I did like a peace sign on the bottom of my foot because I know it's callous and it's like it goes away within like 2 weeks or whatever.
Okay.
Went away. And then I did one on my thigh. And then like I made a makeshift tattoo machine with a can opener motor. A friend of mine and I made it.
Shout out prison.
No, we weren't in jail yet. I was 14.
Right.
So we made a makeshift tattoo machine with a can opener motor, a guitar string, I think it was, like a spoon, this and that, blah, blah, blah. And
talk about MacGyvering for
I
real.
I tattooed him with it, and it came out fucking, like, for that, for being 14, and with a makeshift machine, it came out fucking like Picasso, dude.
Damn!
And then I just started tattooing people with that machine, new needles, obviously.
Right.
And I saved up money, and I bought my own tattoo machine, and then I just kind of, like, made a living off of it.
Damn. What was your mom's initial reaction when you started getting tatted up?
Oof. Dude, all right, when she found out that I had my first tattoo, I had already moved out. I was like 17.
Okay.
And I told her over the phone, and I know she got really sad and stuff. But but now it's just like she's kind of used to it, dude. I mean,
right.
What do you do? Like, it's like a birthmark now.
Right,
I don't really
right.
do much now.
Now that you're so...
Sexy,
you know what I'm saying? A voluptuous man, I love that. How often are you getting tatted nowadays?
It hasn't been 1 year since I was 14. It hasn't been like the time span of 1 year since I've not been tattooed, basically.
Wow.
So at least once a year.
Wow, 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 wow.
At least, at the very least.
What's your most recent addition?
Oh, fuck.
That's how you know you got a lot of tattoos, because you got to think about it.
I think, so the last time I was on a podcast, I brought my tattoo machine and they did this little happy face. I think that might be
beautiful.
The newest one. It's not beautiful. It's like
beautiful.
Fucking Michael J. Fox.
Oh, it. Man, the beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? God.
No, it's cool. I like it. So every time I go on a podcast, I don't know why I didn't bring it, but I'll probably come back and do a second.
Hell yeah, 100%.
And I'll bring it. You guys do another happy face. But like these have been on talk shows in Mexico. Talk show here, then this is a podcast. So I'm just kind of like collecting happy faces on different podcasts and stuff.
Wow.
Yeah. Shit.
Up to date, what's been your most painful tattoo?
Oh, dude, probably the ribs. The ribs is pretty bad, man. So the only way that I can have you understand how bad it is I fucking tattooed my dick. And I got my tattoos, like my ribs tattooed, sorry. And the fucking ribs hurt at least three times more.
You're fucking kidding.
Nah, dude.
Are you serious?
Nah, dude.
I gotta ask, are we talking about like near the shaft? Are we talking testicle
on the
area?
Shaft.
On the shaft.
On the shaft.
It's a big canvas.
It's yeah, well, if you stretch it out, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I do gotta ask. I mean, do you go in rock hard? Do you go
So there's a whole process on it.
Yeah, I gotta
joke,
I gotta know.
So like, but there is a whole process on it. You have to get it hard, put the stencil on, let it get soft, and then tattoo it. Because if you tattoo it while it's hard, it's full of blood. And then you just start bleeding and the ink won't stay in. Also, if you get a tattoo and your dick is hard, you're probably like fucking Charles Manson or something.
Right.
Sort of
oh, man. Good
yeah.
Lord.
Like start a cult or something.
Oh, God. I mean, talk about a tattooed penis. That's beautiful right there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I feel like that's a display of your strength, of your virility, you know?
I don't know.
God.
I just think it's normal now.
Hell yeah.
I see it every day. Have to pee and stuff.
So like if you're about to get jiggy with it with somebody, right?
Usually they see it after.
Because
it's like, all right, so we're dark. And then so it's like, all right, if I'm standing up, right? It's like this and it's on the shaft here. So if I'm hard, it's this way. So you don't really see it. You see the bottom part.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So,
it's like a pop-up
They
book.
See it when I came and then like it's floppy.
Right.
And they're like, what is that? There's a tattoo. What? Oh my God.
You know? Wow.
So, yeah. That's the basic reaction.
That's beautiful. Nice. What was the recovery?
I don't know, dude. That was ages ago when I got that tattoo.
Yeah, what was the recovery process like? Are you in bed? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you bedridden for like 2 weeks?
Nah, dude. I can handle pain really well also. So like, I have a really high threshold for pain. That's why I like kinky women. But
shout out kinky women. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Rebecca.
Rebecca.
Oh, man.
Bring that. What's the pickleball? Bring the pickleball to what is it? Fluffy. What is it called?
Who's Fluffy?
The fucking ball for pickleball.
It's a wiffle ball. Okay, but just we gotta get
Rebecca,
a small technicality out of
there. Bring some lube in a wiffle ball.
Oh,
and
that's
Christian
beautiful.
Here, you'll make your night.
Oh. A wiffle ball is different from a pickleball. Anyway, continue.
How? Is it pickleball is the sport, wiffle ball is the ball that you use for the sport.
Well, I feel like a pickleball was
we fucked up.
It's like some weird, you know, a wiffle ball somehow became a pickleball. That's all I know.
So I just edited out in a post.
So let's just
No, I'm kidding.
He's not kidding.
No, I'm gonna leave it in. You know, saying the man's got sponsorships on sponsorships. The man's working his ass off. He just had a beautiful tournament. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
But I do. But I'm not over the.
Right, we're not over the erectile dysfunction.
I'm not over the dick conversation.
What erectile?
No, wait. It's not erectile dysfunction.
It sounds like you have incredibly good like erectile health, bro.
It's very functional.
Yeah, mine is straight out. It sounds like yours.
It depends. You know what? Like I've had a streak where it's just like, I used Tinder a long time ago.
Okay.
And it was just like shopping for humans.
It is.
So I lost touch with that whole connection, like the energy sort of thing. And it would get to the point where it was just like, I would have someone over and I wouldn't even fucking like, I couldn't even just get it hard because it was just like another person, you know?
Right.
So now it's just more about the connection for me. I don't know. It sounds cliche and childish maybe.
No, not at
but
all.
But I need a connection or else I just like, I can't have sex.
I'm the same way. You need to be connected mentally before anything.
Yeah, yeah. That's why Rebecca's calling this man. So
oh
much.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, I don't
there
need all that
connection.
There
has to be a connection.
You
know?
Oh, there has to be a. Okay. I mean, Christian, let's make a quick segue. Talk to us a little bit about Rebecca.
Ah, man, you know, it's just. it seems that I.
Where did you meet Rebecca?
Yeah.
Oh,
where'd you meet Rebecca?
Actually, we're gonna shout out Field FELD. It's
there
a
you
dating
go.
App for the kink community and people that are looking to explore.
I haven't heard of it.
I feel like you should be part owner, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Field, sponsor me.
Yeah.
I'll make you millions.
Hell yeah.
Sponsor.
Hell yeah.
Look, I mean, it's for people just looking for different kinds of relationships.
So what kind of kink did you type in?
Yeah.
Hold on. I have so many problems.
I love this episode.
I fucking love this episode so much.
Is there like, you know where you click gender, there's like 90 genders. When you click kink, is there like a kink button where like
so
the whole drop down thing
really
comes out?
It's really weird. So it's actually one of the most expensive premiums to buy on a dating app.
I didn't fucking ask how expensive it was. I asked if you click kink, do kinks come up? Or do you have to type in your own
you
kink?
You have to type it in, but then it'll like suggest.
Ooh.
Like autofill.
That's awesome.
We're going there. Funky, talk to us. What are your kinks? You know what I'm saying?
All sorts of shit. I love the weirdest stuff ever.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Aliens. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever had sex while skydiving?
No, I haven't had sex while skydiving.
Is that on the bucket
list?
But
I was the first person ever in the fucking earth, on earth,
to
tattoo themselves while skydiving.
Fucking insane.
That was me.
What?
That was me.
What? Is there a video? Okay, then you can see it. You can see the video.
You can see it right now. Look, watch. 3, 2, 1, video.
Video. Boom.
And that was it. How cool was that?
Look at that.
Anyway, so this was what I got tattooed.
That's so fucking cool. Yeah, right there.
Boom.
Fly. Wow. Blah, blah,
it
blah,
came
blah.
Out nice.
It did. No, honestly, I mean, given the backstory.
Going 100 and something miles an hour.
So talk to me about how did that preparation come to be? Who was the artist? Did you do it yourself?
I did it myself.
Good Lord.
Yeah. So at the time, I am sponsored by FreeWire, which is the world's first wireless tattoo machine company. They
Big shout out.
They have it's like the first wireless coil machine.
Okay.
So it's like it's not a rotary. It's not the quiet ones. This is like the ones that make noise and stuff, the heavier ones. I don't think they had a wireless coil. I mean, Jesus Christ, rotary ones yet.
Okay.
It was still kind of early in the tattoo community and stuff with the new inventions. But I had these wireless machines and it was like, the new ones, all you do is just press a button. And it's like a pencil. It doesn't weigh anything. These were kind of heavy.
Wow.
And you had to like, there's a foot pedal. So it was all wireless. You had to like step on the foot pedal and then the machine would turn on and stuff. But what I did was I duct taped the foot pedal to my left hand And then I duct taped the machine to my right hand.
Oh my God.
Well, I didn't. Someone else did.
Right.
And then I would turn on the foot pedal with the left hand, activate the tattoo machine that's on my right hand, and then tattoo my left hand, which is giving the power to the right hand. It was like a fucking cycle of life, like the Lion King.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
Is this on video?
Yeah. We just saw the video 3 seconds ago. How bad of a memory do you have? Jesus Christ. In case you missed the video, like this man here, here's the video again. How cool was that?
Wow.
Old news.
That was crazy.
God.
So yeah, it was the first time I ever skydived, so I didn't enjoy it as much because I was so focused on having the tattoo come out, like getting the tattoo to come out really nice. And the tandem guy that I was jumping with, full of ink.
Oh shit!
But, I mean, like, and the crazy thing was. The crazy thing is that we called everyone in all the skydiving companies in Miami. None of them would do it.
We called
Broward. None of them would do it. We called Homestead. None of them would do it.
I'll tell you right now, they're not going to do it.
Kept on calling higher and higher on Florida until we reached this one company. It was all like these Brazilian guys that were fucking nuts.
They're doing capoeira in the air, dog. Like,
We drove up and did it with them. They were fucking great, dude. Yeah.
I was going to talk. What was the issue with most of them? Was it the liability?
You just can't have anything in your hands, apparently. You can't jump with anything in your hands. There's too much liability. They just don't allow it. Not even a phone, a camera, anything. Can't even have anything even duct taped or anything. Like, they just wouldn't do it. It's just, they wouldn't.
Yeah, and I know a lot of them don't even let you record yourself because they want you to.
Also.
Yeah, obviously.
But these guys were fucking great, dude.
Damn.
Yeah, they were awesome.
Talk to me. Give me the walkthrough when you know what I'm saying? When you're climbing, you're making that ascent. Are you second guessing things? Are you contemplating your life decisions or not?
No. My dad is a pilot, right? So cool.
Big shout out, dad.
Yeah. Hey, dad, I love you, dude. When I grew up with this guy, my dad, fucking nutcase in a good way.
Hell yeah.
And it's Rebecca. I didn't have like the childhood games that we would play. It wasn't like we didn't have like a Monopoly or fucking, you know, Sorry or tic-tac-toe or anything like that. He had a Cessna. He owned a few planes and he had a Cessna. And we would go up in the Cessna and he would crumble up a piece of like a ball, a piece of paper into a ball, put it on the dashboard and then just stall the plane. Like he would just push the thing down. The plane would stall. The ball with the piece of paper would fly up. And the whole point of the game was like we both had to try and grab the ball out of the air. But it's really difficult. Like it sounds easy, but it's not.
No, it doesn't sound easy.
We would also fly up and he'd hit the roof and then catching up, I was just very difficult to coordinate.
That gravity is a motherfucker.
Yeah, it was very crazy to coordinate. And those were my household games at like six, seven years
God,
old.
God, damn. Christian, go ahead.
Yeah, that's it.
Christian, do you have any experiences like that? You know what I'm saying? A little gravity testing in the airplane?
Yeah, he got jumped once, mooning some people.
That's actually a true story.
Talk to us about
true
that.
Story. Wow, really going to go there. So,
of course, we're getting into it today.
For every pickleball question or topic you bring up, we get into your personal life.
Oh my God, I like this. I like this a lot. I really do.
Hey, man, shout out to the pickleball community. That's all I got to say, man. Shout out to the pickleball community. If it means exposing myself on camera, then it's all worth it.
There you go. Right. So, yeah, talk to us a little bit about it.
You know, when I got jumped, man, basically got out of a late bar shift. It was downtown Miami on Flagler.
You at a bar?
Right there.
Never.
And walking home with my ex-girlfriend, poor thing. She was from St. Augustine, North Florida.
Wait, they jumped you in front of your girlfriend?
And in front of, it was, so I was with one of my close friends at the time.
Here in this part of the story.
Hey, Andrew.
For the time.
What's up, Andrew? And
shout out, Andrew.
Basically, they kept throwing candy at us. It was Halloween.
Candy.
Oh, they were throwing things at us from the balcony.
I would just eat it.
I have no clue. I was 19
at
the time.
I would have said thanks.
Yeah.
And my
unless it's candy corn, and then you can keep that shit.
If it's free candy and it's not like Bill Cosby giving it to you,
right,
or someone in a truck,
right,
they're just actually just throwing it to
you. That's a compliment.
That's nice.
That's nice.
Well, here's the thing. What set me off was I got hit in the head with an Oreo. It was an Oreo that set me off, and I love it.
How was that a bad thing?
Was it double stuffed?
It was probably double stuffed. When it hit my head,
that's
it was
a concussion.
Like, it just went like
that's a concussion.
If it's double stuffed, I would arguably say that it's even less impactful because the double stuffed might absorb the impact.
I like that.
So maybe it was one of those like diet Oreos, that's, those Thin Mint Oreos.
Yeah, aerodynamics.
Thin ones. Oh, no, Thin Mints are good, actually.
Thin Mints are good.
Anyway, so I mooned them because I was like, fuck you, you can kiss
that's
my
the next,
ass.
I love how that's the right? next... You're like, oh, obviously that's the next step, you right. know? Like,
and then
I would have thanked them. Yeah. I think you were pretty rude.
Possibly.
You deserved to get a job.
Half a block later, I hear someone go, yo, what was all that shit you were saying? Blah, 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 blah.
We gave it's you a good
guys.
Candy.
There's a girl right there. And she's babe, please, stop. She's like, please stop it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And before
your
I can
girl.
Do anything, no, no, their girl, the girl that was with them, Andrew.
Shout
walks.
Out.
I shouldn't be. It's his name's not Andrew. His name's actually Jimmy. So
Jimmy
walks
Jimmy.
Up to them. Shout out Jimmy.
Jimmy Hoffa.
And I'm like, I'm not gonna let him handle this on his own. So I go to pull him away. I was trying to de-escalate
pull
the
who?
Situation.
Oh wait, Andrew.
Andrew. I'm trying Andrew. To pull Andrew.
That's Andrew.
Jimmy.
Andrew. Social Andrew security Jimmy. Number. No.
Jose. You know, we'll never know this guy's name.
Yeah.
And as soon as I went to pull him away, they hit us once at the same time
with an Oreo.
He went down with a 2-piece and a chicken sandwich, man. Yeah.
God.
I got punched. Both of us. It was like
at
they
the
knew exactly
time?
What was going to happen at the same exact time.
Two people
time.
Or one person?
I got punched in the face by two people at once.
Oh my God, that's coordination.
I didn't even think that was possible.
Does it cancel out?
Yeah, that's like synchronized
it
swimming.
It did cancel
it
out.
It knocks you out, but it wakes you up.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. The next thing I knew, I went into wrestling mode. I took someone down. And the next thing I knew, someone was grabbing me by the back of my head. Mm. They pulled me off of their friend.
Sounds
someone,
like something from that Field
oh,
app.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
hey,
yeah, yeah,
shout
yeah.
out Field.
Shout out Field.
Next thing I know, I'm getting soccer kicked to the face.
Eesh.
Eventually to the nose. Nose breaks. Eesh. Blood hits the pavement.
What's your girl doing at this time?
Screaming.
Eating Oreos
she's
off
on,
the floor?
She's on Field at that point.
Yeah,
she's
right.
back on Field.
She was just screaming.
Oh.
Yeah.
God.
That was the most
They didn't do anything
part.
To her.
Nothing. Thank God. No.
Yeah. Not good.
No.
God.
No.
Wow. What a story.
Yeah. And then so not only did I get
What happened to the
once,
other guys? Who won?
Oh, they won, you know.
Well,
it was five guys.
You just sat on them on a podcast, cup. So arguably you won.
I got
you
a
know?
Solid takedown, though.
Hell
anyone
yeah.
that wrestles, we have a lot of MMA fighters that watch this.
Yeah, yeah.
I managed to get a solid takedown, slam the shit out of the guy. But, you know, you can't fight five people. The best thing to do is run.
That is
yeah.
beautiful.
And
that
they're
is,
probably, yeah. none of them are probably dating Rebecca. So they're, you win in
They're
my
probably
book.
All dating Rebecca. Let's
Funky,
be real.
Have you had any situations similar to that where... maybe there was a video that you were filming, and maybe there were bystanders that weren't aware that this is part of an act, part of a video, whatever the case, and they got the wrong idea. Have you ever had any issues like that?
I mean, I'm very, I feel like I'm very good at like calming down a situation. So if I do something crazy without someone's permission, like filming them or whatever, and they don't want to be filmed, I'll just, I don't know, I'll talk to them and... If they, I'm reasonable, dude. I'm not, when it comes to other people, I try to, you know, be respectful and stuff. But another big but.
Love big buts.
I've been in a similar situation like that. When I lived in Los Angeles, near where he used to live, we would go to this tattoo shop. The owner owned a few different tattoo shops on Hollywood Boulevard. And one of them was California Tattoo. We were at California Tattoo. And I used to study music over there, and my guitarist and I would go like on a weekly basis to get tattoos.
That's
and
cool.
He got into some argument with some dude. I don't know what the fuck it was about, but then they start fighting inside the shop and they start knocking shit over. And I know the owner, I'm like, no, no. And then they bring it outside and they're still fighting. And then my buddy bites the other dude.
Oh, shout out Luis Suarez. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because he's or Mike Tyson.
Because
he's like pulling. My buddy has dreads, and he was they were pulling his dreads, and so he bit him.
Right.
And some other dude jumped in, a big fucking guy. My buddy's tiny, but he's like a termite, dude. He's just like jumping everywhere. He's crazy, dude. He would just take anyone on. Doesn't care about like size or anything. He's just a nutcase. And so two guys hitting on, like banging on this dude, on my buddy. And immediately I was just like, all right, I have to do something.
Right.
So like I came from behind this one guy and I kind of hit him on the head. And then he kind of got off of my friend and I don't know, just big, big gas ordeal. But nothing happened to me. I didn't get hit with an Oreo or anything.
So in other words, he whooped some ass.
I love that. I love that. Defending your friend, you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I don't like fights. Dude. I really don't.
No, they're dumb.
I hate fights, man.
Yeah. but es que, que son un amigo de fierro, you know?
Yeah, but I'd rather calm a situation. But I was also Absolutely. Really young back then. I was like fucking 19 years old and right. still in my prime of craziness.
Oh, yeah, young,
dumb,
and full of
calm. I was 19 as well when that happened. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So man.
It's the age.
19 is a year for you guys, huh? God.
Really, the moon people.
Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, every single weekend, you know what I'm saying? We have three, I said three segments, and the first one is actually called ma mail time. You know what I'm saying? I saw that shit from Blues Clues. gang. And in this beautiful segment, you send in questions that we will read on the air to the coveted guests that we have today.
There's people on air watching this right now.
Oh, there's people on air watching
Where
that shit.
Where the fuck
can I see
this?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, we're not live, but people send in those questions. That story that I tagged you in, the people sending questions to the story, to the DM.
Got it. Cool.
So here we go. Funky, my brother.
Bring it on.
Where does the name Funky come from?
Mm. All right. So my real name is Jorge, which in turn turned into like George when I moved to the States. And then when I was in high school, I used to wear all these crazy articles of clothing, like these Jesus sandals and like one regular sock and then one toe sock with like a rainbow thing. And
shout
like,
out Jesus.
Yeah, dude. And yeah, well, he's Christian.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Yeah,
I like what she's doing.
And then pickleball. And then
what's up? You guys
he's like, what?
I'm ready.
But he was perked up. What?
So I was in band class, and one of the guys in band, he's like, oh, and I like really funky music anyway. So like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Incubus.
Yeah, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Incubus. Those, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Great taste. Great taste.
Foo Fighters. Fucking. Fuck, what's there's so many good bands, dude.
My Chemical Romance.
Nah. I mean, I like them, but they're not
he
that
said
funky.
Nah.
But you wouldn't put it on the same, you wouldn't
not,
put it.
This the different genre, dude.
There are a different genre.
They're... I mean, Aerosmith and stuff. And
okay,
all that.
I can see that. I can see that.
Red Hot Chili Peppers is my favorite band of all time. I just want to say that.
Yo, yes. Yes.
Matter of
same here.
I'll tell you something after this, too. And so my buddy, Daniel Obregon, Colombian guy, he goes, yo, dude, I'm going to call you Funky George from now on. So it was like a mixture of my attire and the music that I listened to. And then it went from like Jorge to George to Funky George to Funky. And then it just stayed Funky.
Damn.
Yeah.
I like that. Yeah, I like that.
What instrument were you playing in band?
Titties.
Oh, respect.
He's a drummer. I bet he's a drummer.
I'm a drummer, yeah. And I play bass a little bit too.
Nice, man. I played
Seinfeld over here. Yeah, so you like the Chili Peppers.
Yeah, I love
the Have you ever seen the video, the music video, Tell Me Baby?
Of course.
I have not seen the music
video. I'm the guy with the diapers on jumping around. That's me.
You're fucking kidding, right?
I need to watch it.
Wow!
No. I'm not kidding.
He's not kidding.
No, that was actually me, dude. Yeah.
Wow! Holy shit! That's was that kind of like a full?
I have the diapers signed by all of us at my house,
dude. Yeah, oh my god! Was that kind of like a full circle moment for you?
I don't think I like you know
took registered.
It in. Yeah. It took a while for it to like sit in and I actually be like, holy shit! Like a few years, I think.
God damn.
Yo, I moved to LA to study music because of the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And I'm in a video that has fucking shit ton of millions of views with the Chili Peppers.
Dude.
That to me like was, now that I think about it, it's just like, dude, if you want to do something, you can fucking achieve anything you want, man. Ever. Anybody, dude. Anybody, dude.
That makes me so happy for you, honestly, dude. Bro. That's fucking dude. Awesome, man. Wow. Christian, if you do the honors of reading our second question.
Yes. What's been your most challenging video to date?
And that's, if you can, excluding the skydiving, which I know is insane.
I have a few, dude.
Okay.
I have a few. Recently, I was in the Gambia in Africa.
Oh, yes, okay. In Africa.
With our NFT project, The Fake Club, which we're trying to create as much happiness as possible with the money that's coming in.
Shout out The Fake Club. Right, you know what I'm saying?
The Fake Club. And we went to Africa to help finish building a school for the kids. And we went to this reservoir, this thing where like there was a bunch of crocodiles. And I had a crocodile eat a fish out of my ass.
I saw that fucking video. Yeah, I saw that fucking video.
And it was like, the thing is with me, like I don't fucking register shit until like way after. So I just, oh, that's a great idea. And then like fucking a few days later, I'm like, yo, I could have fucking died.
Yeah. That but, boy, he bit the fuck out of your ass.
He clamped down on my cheek. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It was the perfect thing to happen, actually, because it wasn't like it just bit the fish. Ha-ha, it didn't do anything to you. No. And it wasn't like it killed me or ate my entire fucking butt cheek.
It was best case scenario.
It was the best case scenario.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it ate the fish, but it clamped down on my ass. I have a scar on my ass now, like a small scar on my ass from a crocodile bite. Yeah.
God, that's a tattoo in itself right there. Awesome, that's hella badass, man. Dude. Wow, wow, wow.
So those are my sort of videos. And like a lot of them are very difficult to film, if you can imagine. Yeah.
Well, I did want to ask before we get into our third question, kind of like, what are the logistics of that? Is it difficult to find someone with an alligator that'll let you feed it?
So here's the thing, like I'm just living my life. And as I'm living my life, things happen and I fucking just see a situation. I'm like, oh, let's fucking do that. But I didn't go to that alligator place thinking, oh, I'm going to have an alligator eat a fish out of my ass. Mm. It just happened there. Like I was like, when do they eat? They eat fish? Oh, cool. Are they going to eat now? Can we get some fish? Let's have it eat a fish out of my ass. And the guy was like fucking terrified. Like, dude, you can't do that. Like, no, they're going to.
He was scared of you?
Yeah, he was scared of me getting hurt. But like I told him, and everyone on my team was like, dude, he'll probably be all right. He's been a lot worse.
He'll probably be all right. That's comforting.
Don't worry. Yeah. So he kind of calmed down. We got fish and then we did it. But it just like, it's not like I planned for them.
Right.
It's just things that like, I'm just living my life how I want to live it. And then whatever pops up and I think is a great idea, I'll just do it.
Damn. That's so cool, man. So cool.
And there's more like videos that there's videos that I haven't even been able to release that I can't release because of things that I've done on that video, but they were pretty difficult to film as well. I could talk about it if you guys
want. Of course, please.
So recently we had a billboard in Times Square with my face on it and logo for our for the Fake Club,
okay,
because we're promoting our project and stuff. And it's a our project is bots and ships. So it's like these robots and these ships and stuff. And you need three different bots and a ship in order to play to earn game. And you can make some money off of playing the game at home if you want to play and make some money in your living room with your underwear on or whatever.
God, but it's a dream of mine.
So it's in the billboard, it's like, what is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 screens. So it's a, like two long screens going up like this, vertical. And then it's like three screens horizontal at the bottom of it. So the vertical one, it's me coming in from the side and then a bot coming in from the other side. And then the bottom one is me popping up from the bottom and cutting this cable and then the lights go out and the billboard and stuff.
I saw it.
Yeah. So once we knew we were going to be on the billboard, this is so fucked. I said, I have to do something fucking, I mean, like, this is epic already.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to be on a fucking billboard in Times Square. Jeez. This is insane.
Yeah, that's I've a always big wanted deal.
That. That's life fucking, awesome. Fucking goals right there.
Yeah. So what I said, I have to do this, but I have to do something three times as epic. What the fuck can I do?
Right.
So what I did was naturally, I took a picture of my dick, of my penis.
As one
and
would.
I photoshopped it all into right. one of my all fingers. Right.
That's beautiful. God,
I
that's,
know, right?
That's art.
What I said.
God.
So,
It's like Ursula.
We sent it in to the Times Square team. They didn't see it. They need to approve it, right? So they didn't see it. They didn't. They approved it, but they had to send it into like the legal team of Times Square. So it's two teams that have to approve it. The first team approved it, and then they sent it to the legal team, which they thoroughly go through shit.
Oh, yeah, they're looking for dick everywhere, you know?
I don't know if they're looking for dick, but they're looking for like, oh, you spelt this wrong, or you did this, or you can't put a website, or you can't do this, or I don't know exactly what the terms are and stuff, but I'm pretty sure there's a real, real fucking heavy section that says no penis or nudity.
Damn, I must have overlooked that part in the contract.
So they took a few hours to approve it, but they fucking didn't notice it, dude. And it got approved. And then a little bit later, the Times Square team, they wrote me and they said, hey, listen, you need more content because there's more screens that you didn't put content for. So what I'll do it for you. And I was like, all right, cool. So the guy got like the same picture and he put it on the other. So it wasn't only once my dick was on it. It was three times that my dick was on it.
And your dick was right here.
It was on one of my fingers, yeah.
That's beautiful.
And they put it up for an entire week, dude.
Dude, that's like the Little Mermaid cover. Are you
serious?
And
I went to New York and it was so visible. It was like a fucking 7-foot dick, dude.
Oh my God. Holy shit. Yeah. Are you serious? Yeah, dude. I mean, were the people running? Like, was it like a scene out of Godzilla?
If you didn't look for it, you couldn't really tell. But if you knew it was there, fucking, you could totally fucking tell.
Dude.
It's like a dick without, it was like a finger without a nail.
Do you guys think that if we actually had dicks on our fingers that we would have to cover them up? Like, I don't feel like our hands would be as functional.
You would probably just pee from your finger.
You would have dick gloves.
You'd probably have to cover your fingers up.
You would have dick gloves. Dick gloves. Right. That's what you would have.
We'd have to probably wear some kind of
protection. I like that. Yeah. I like that. That could be a
sponsor me, Trojan.
Oh, my God.
I wonder how much sponsorship.
Yeah, there's a lot of sponsorships. Good Lord. Yeah, he's thinking about paddleball.
That was like a fucking tension video for me. You know, because I like, or either it could have gone really well, or I could have probably gotten some real serious shit, and it went really well.
Was there? So now here's the thing.
Most famous dick in the world.
Amen. Amen, brother. Amen. His and Shane Diesel. You know what I'm saying? That's beautiful. I do want to know, what was the, when they did find out, when they took it down after the week?
They never found out. That's
they
why I'm kind of hesitant. I'm like posting the video and stuff.
That's fucking amazing. I mean, at this point, you're scot-free. You know, there's nothing they can do. You know, like,
I don't know.
It's been there. Everybody got digged down without them. You know what I'm saying? Knowing. God, that's beautiful. Good Lord. Wow.
I have the video there, and it's just sitting there. But I think it's probably the best video I've ever filmed in my entire life. Like, I put so much production behind it.
You have to release it. You haven't released it?
No, of course not, dude.
God.
I know the guy that does this. So I don't want to get him in trouble.
You don't want to get him in trouble? Okay, I understand. Okay. And then the last question from our mealtime segment. Have you ever been starstruck? Now, given all this, you know, all the autographs, all the tattoos, or whatever the case, you've met everybody under the sun for the most part.
That's a good question. I don't remember that. Maybe like I do get like a little, oh my God, this is awesome. But I go back to the fact that everyone's just fucking human, dude.
It's a regular guy.
Everyone's just human, and everyone is like, he's somewhere because of the things he's done. I'm somewhere because of the things I've done. And we're at the same place at the same time. We're just fucking human. I don't know. But when I was a kid, I still kind of love basketball, but I was like a real big fan of basketball.
Okay.
And I loved the Chicago Bulls when I was growing up, when Michael Jordan was in it.
Hell yeah.
And Scottie Pippen and fucking Dennis Rodman.
Oof.
And so when I was little, I was in South Beach with my parents. My cousin was playing a show. He was a singer for a band. And they were playing a show at a record store on Lincoln Road. And we come out of Lincoln Road after the show and stuff, and it was fucking Dennis Rodman there. And my dad's like, dude, go say hi to him. Go fucking talk to him. I was a fucking 6 years old, 7 years old.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, no, fuck that. He's too big. And I guess I was kind of like scared and stuff. And I didn't go talk to him. And maybe that was like the most starstruck I've ever been. Struck. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that might have been the situation where I was like the most star-stricken.
Okay.
Whatever.
And then thank you for sending in those questions.
And then after, years later, maybe like 2 years ago. No, 2 years ago. Oh. This is decades later.
Decades.
I met Dennis Rodman. And he's a really cool fucking guy. And he signed my back, dude.
Really?
Fucking awesome guy.
Damn. Yeah. Wow, I think
I even told him that story.
Really?
Yeah, dude.
Damn.
I think it was, yeah.
Wow, cool guy, dude. Thank you for sending in those questions. You know what I'm saying? Please send them in every single week. And we will read them on the air. Besides that Dennis Rodman scenario or experience, what has been the last time that you met Steve-O, you met Bam. There's so many people that you have gotten the opportunity to meet. What was the last time that you maybe not were starstruck, but you weren't sure how the person would react?
I'm never sure how the person would react. And I know that because of so many experiences that I've had. You know, what's this guy? You ever seen the movie Half-Baked?
Yes.
All right, so it's Harlan Williams. What's the other guy's name? The guy that looks Dave Chappelle and fucking...
Oh, my God. Christian, help me out here, brother.
I haven't seen it, man.
Oh, no. Man. Oh, dude, whatever, you see it on the screen.
And
yeah.
Signed my back. That's how
fucked up. No, you're good.
Yeah.
What's his name? Dave Chappelle, my dog.
Jesus Christ.
Tommy Chong?
No.
Jesus Christ?
No, he's in another movie.
Oh.
Oh my God, I have to.
This dude right here.
Yes.
The one on the right. You see him on the screen. You know what I'm saying? You see him on the screen.
No, I need to know his fucking name.
Yeah, we need to know his fucking name. We got to give him Guillermo Diaz.
No, that's the other guy.
Jim Brower.
Jim Brewer. Jim Brewer. Yes. There we go. Jim Brewer. Yeah, so.
Going through the IMDb over here.
Jim Brewer. Fucking huge fan of the guy. Fucking his comedy's hilarious. He seemed like a great guy.
Right.
And I go, like, I met him at a comedy club. And I go, hey, Jim. And he was just, like, going out. I don't know. I don't know if he was leaving or what. He just turns around and goes, "What do you want?"
Oh my god!
And I was like, "Yo, I thought you were nice." Holy shit! Wait, no. Like, but maybe he had a bad day or whatever, so okay. I just gave him the benefit of the doubt. I showed him my back. He liked it. And he signed it anyway. But you never know who you're gonna meet. Like, you know, Jeff Ross, comedy show, the roast.
Yeah,
master,
he does roast. Yeah,
the roast of whoever. He's always there and stuff. I thought he was gonna be like a huge dickhead because he's such a dickhead to everyone.
I know.
But the dude's the most fucking humble guy ever, dude.
Really?
He's the coolest motherfucker ever, dude.
Damn.
He's a nice guy. Who else have I met? Rami Malek.
Really?
Rami Malek, I thought was going to be really awesome, but he wasn't.
Oh, shit.
At least with me, I felt like he was really cocky. I felt like he was really, like, full of himself. Maybe I got the wrong idea. Maybe I just caught him on a bad day or something. I don't know. I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. But
Rebecca's nonstop. Yeah, Rebecca, no bother. Por Dios.
Rebecca, why haven't I
sent her dick pic or something?
Yeah, maybe Rami was just intimidated by your shoe size, man.
Honestly, I think that's what it was.
Yeah, camera adds 10 pounds.
For anyone that's not watching, the whole time he was talking about his dick tattoo experience, this was my face the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
Lies. He was more like this.
Yeah. he's like, oh, we need pictures for the viewers.
I thought I had a high tolerance, like a high tolerance proof for pain. But that's brutal, man.
He's like, I don't believe you. Show me. You know,
I took a pickleball to the waiter the other day, and that's one of the most painful experiences of my life, man.
Oh man,
but that. All right. Anyway,
so Rami wasn't the nicest.
Who?
Rami.
Rami. He wasn't bad. He was just not like what I expected, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, fucking phenomenal actor, but like maybe as a human, like interacting experience with him was kind of weird. But like he wasn't a bad person.
Has there ever been anybody that refused to sign your back?
Yeah. And I've also refused. One person that refused to sign my bag, the Red Hot Chili Peppers have signed my bag. Flea, nice.
Flea
and Chad Smith have signed it.
Wow.
And I met Anthony Kiedis, but he didn't want to sign it for some reason. He just didn't want like any part of it. And he treated me really weird. And he was just like very, I don't want to talk to you, like kind of sort of attitude and stuff. And it just, I don't know. He just didn't feel like doing it. Maybe it was because he was leaving a concert really late and he was with his son, his 5-year-old son at the time. So I don't know what it was, but like he just didn't want to do it. Mm. And this was two occasions where he's still like, I met him twice and he both times didn't even want to talk to me.
What the fuck?
Really weird. Wow. Really weird. But Flea, fucking awesome. Chad, fucking awesome.
Hell yeah. Yeah, dude. You said there was times that you yourself rejected. Talk to me about, is that what, because it was like just regular folk or?
Yeah, so like I filmed a music video with Bad Bunny and J Balvin, right?
Okay.
So
they seem to be doing pretty well right now.
Yeah. But like for some reason, I met them after we talked a little bit after the music video. And I showed him my back and stuff. And J Balvin, for some reason, I just didn't click with him. I didn't like him too much for some reason. I don't know what the fuck it was, dude. I don't know.
Well, so Residente destroyed him in a rap battle.
I just never did it. I just never got like they signed it with a Sharpie and stuff. But I never.
What about Bad Bunny? How was his attitude like?
He was fucking awesome. I thought it was gonna be completely different. I thought it was gonna be like Bad Bunny was gonna be a shithead, and then J Balvin was gonna be really cool. Complete opposite. Bad
Bunny
was fucking awesome.
What?
Awesome, awesome guy. Super humble, like super nice. Treated me really nice, dude. But J Balvin was the opposite, dude.
Poquito creído?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. What would you say are some of coming up? Some of your big inspirations. Were you a big Jackass fan?
I love Jackass.
Oh, hell yeah. Jackass. What was, some of those childhood idols.
Dude, it's such a crazy story for me because I've met a lot of the people that have inspired me.
That's
and
so badass.
It's so fulfilling to do. I don't know how to even explain it in words, like to put into words and stuff. But yeah, Jackass was a huge inspiration to me because it was like people doing fun shit, funny, incoherent, stupid stunts and like being stupid and very entertaining. And I love that. Like you watch a Jackass show and it's just like you're just laughing nonstop. Exactly. And then you forget about your fucking problems and stuff. And it's just like I love that. I love creating happiness. And that's what those guys did for me. And meeting them was great, dude. Like, Steve-O tattooed me at a bar at the Hard Rock. I don't know if you know who Brandon Novak is.
Of course.
Brandon Novak is a really close friend of mine now. He's fucking awesome, dude. I wrote him on Instagram once. And then he flew down from, I think he was in Pennsylvania. He flew down to Florida. We met. And the first day we met, what we did was, like, we had no idea what we were going to do. The first day we met, we got 100 cheeseburgers from McDonald's and went out and gave them to the homeless.
Cool.
And then after that, he tattooed me on my motorcycle. Like, I'm driving the fucking motorcycle. Yeah. And he's on the back. Dang. And he's tattooing me on the fucking motorcycle. That was our day. That was our Wednesday.
Bro, yeah. Tremendo Wednesday.
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
And then ever since then, we've done, like, a bunch of crazy shit. He came down again, and we filled the back of a pickup truck. Like, we turned it into a pool. Put bubbles in it, got a bunch of models, and like him and I and a few other friends, we went around all Miami, went through drive-thrus like McDonald's, got some food, just dude. Went around in the back of a pickup truck pool.
That's
basically.
So cool,
fucking
man.
Cool as fuck guy. And now he's doing his stuff with, like he's working on recovery, like helping people recover from drug addiction and stuff. He's working with Banyan Recovery Center and stuff. He's opening his own thing called Novak's House.
Very
where
cool,
he has
man.
A lot of drug addicts stay there and try and get clean and stuff and help them get clean. Fucking, that motherfucker turned his life around, dude.
Yeah, he
you
did.
You could see his face before. It was just like, always on drugs,
yep,
always
yep.
on heroin. Now he's clean and like he very aware of his surroundings. Super cool guy.
Damn.
And I love seeing fucking, you know, those stories like that. Like you
oh, yeah.
just see him before and see him now. It's just like, wow, dude.
Yeah.
Awesome, dude. That, awesome.
That before and after is remarkable, man.
Cool. Good guy, dude. Good
how
guy.
How important is
Real
it
friend,
for
dude.
You to, hell yeah. How important is it for you to give back? You know, I constantly see you, you know, the social media isn't only about the crazy videos. You obviously do a lot of work for the community as well. It's not all jokes. Talk to me about that work.
Dude, I came to a conclusion a long time ago that nothing is worth it in life but love. Like the everyone's like, oh, what's the meaning of life, blah, blah, blah. Like everyone's so lost, and I feel like it's been under our noses our entire life. Everyone just teaches us about love and how important it is. That's the fucking meaning of life. Just fucking make people happy, create smiles, create love. That's what my life purpose is, to just make people happy, dude. And I feel like once you get to a point of consciousness of like everything around you of I'm at my best scenario, like I'm the best that I could possibly be, what's next? You have to fucking share it, dude. So try and make someone else happy. Try and, you know, I don't know, that's what I live for, dude. So yeah, we with the Fate Club and stuff, that's what we're going for. We just recently played the celebrity basketball game in Vegas with Floyd Mayweather. He was on my team, actually.
Very cool.
And and he tattooed me on halftime and stuff. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was great.
Damn.
And that event was for, we raised money for a cancer fund or a cancer foundation, and we donated from the Fate Club. We donated, I think it was like $15,000 to this cancer foundation.
Man. While wait, we can we give it up for that right there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. That's what's
yeah.
up.
Fuck cancer. No,
there we
shout
go, yeah.
out to cancer. Fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer.
Fuck yeah. cancer.
And we'd also donated, I think it was like 10 or 20,000 bottles of water to the Salvation Army, because I know in Vegas there's a huge shortage of water and stuff. We're doing the thing in Gambia, and the Gambia with the school. We're helping finish build a school over there in the Gambia for the kids, because it's taking forever to finish building. So we teamed up with those guys and we bought the doors, the windows, and yeah, we're just trying to create as much good everywhere. It doesn't matter if it's big or small. I'm
right.
always going. Last night, actually, we don't always film it, because you don't always need to fucking film it.
Of
but
course.
Last night, we went to Japan, and like I told you, And the manager gave us, like, we had so much leftover food. So we packed it up all in, like, a bunch of containers and went downtown and gave them to the homeless people and stuff.
That's what's up, man.
Sometimes we film it because, like, it does inspire others to do it and stuff. We're not always about, like, cameras and stuff. It's just, like, I've had messages from people, like, in Chile. Like, yo, I saw your video that you gave food out to the homeless. Look, you inspired me to do this. And then they also do a video and then, like, giving food out to other people. Who knows who they inspire? Right. Like, let's just pay it forward, dude, you know?
That's awesome, man. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, every single week, you know what I'm saying, we have three segments, and the second one is actually the movie review of the week. And in this beautiful segment, we ask our illustrious guest for a suggestion.
Don't forget voluptuous.
Voluptuous as well, you know what I'm saying? And with a big size foot, you know what I'm saying? What is that, a size 13? What is that, a 12 and a half? What is that?
I don't know.
It's just big. Depends, you know what I'm saying? 13. That's beautiful.
I think it's a 12.
God, that's...
No, it's 11.
God, 11. That's a perfect size. Because you don't want
it. Than it looks.
You don't want it. Yeah. You don't want
it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Swap it out. Let's compare.
There you go. And that's that Patreon. And this beautiful segment, we ask our illustrious guest for a suggestion, a recommendation, any sort of film, TV show, any sort of media
that
you've been,
God.
You know what I'm saying, that you've been binging.
I'm so fucking pissed. I've been watching this series with a friend of mine. Oh, dude, The Boys. Have you seen it?
I've heard so much about it.
I haven't seen the newest season. Hey, dude.
It's
so fucking good.
Right, so good.
Like, she goes, oh, let's watch a series. And I'm very picky about, like, series and movies and stuff because, like, it has to be, like, you know, make you think. And I don't know. I don't just like any sort of thing. I like good productions and stuff.
Hell yeah.
And I really feel like I have a good eye for, you know, TV and stuff. She goes, let's watch this. And I was like, all right, fine. It's fucking raining. Let's do it. And we watched the first episode. I'm watching the first episode. I'm like, very skeptical. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is cute. Yeah, huh? Boom. Something happens in the first episode. I'm not going to ruin it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck am I watching, dude? And I think that contrast of what I was expecting and what I actually fucking watched that day was like, holy fuck. Binged the entire thing within like fucking a few days.
Jeez.
Super bingeable show.
But I'm pissed off at her because she showed it to me and the fucking series isn't done yet.
Oh, that's
and
the
I
worst.
Ended it on season 4 last episode and it's getting so fucking good. Yeah, man. So The Boys, watch that shit now.
Don't even
fucking think about it. As soon as this podcast is over, go watch that shit. Not right now because this podcast is really fucking good, but right after... Text Rebecca and go watch it.
Hell yeah, that's beautiful. What is that, on Amazon Prime?
DM me for Rebecca's number.
Amazon, yeah, it's on Prime. Okay, go.
And out of 5 stars, how many would you give it?
6.5 and a fucking empanada.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
So good.
Segway, what's your favorite empanada flavor?
Oh, dude, you know what I really like? I like those Colombian ones that have like potato and meat also. Oh,
okay.
And then with that little pico de gallo sauce.
Damn.
Shit, that's better than heroin, dude.
That's beautiful.
If only people knew about that before trying heroin,
that's what I'm
saying. They would be a lot healthier.
We would solve so many issues. Yeah. Good Lord. Funky, I do want to know, how do you handle, I don't want to call them haters, but haters. You know, let's say you got a damn video of an alligator eating a fish at your ass, and you got comments talking about, oh, animal abuse, you know, things like that.
Animal abuse? I fed him.
That's what
he
I'm
abused
saying,
me.
Bro.
He bit my ass. I didn't bite his ass. No, he was fucking, all right, so think about it this way. The alligator was hungry before it bit the fish out of my ass and bit my ass. And after it bit my ass, it wasn't hungry anymore.
He was satiated.
He was happier.
There you go.
No, but look, but yeah, I'll answer that. Cake. I'll answer that, yeah. So I'll answer that with a specific video that I posted. I was in Spain, right? And I found out what the most, like the most sacred statue or monument is in Spain. And it's in front of the, what we would call the White House here. It's like where the government is. There's a like a statue, or it's a fountain also. It's called Cibeles.
Okay.
Right? And it's this lady on a like a horse and carriage kind of thing, but it has like lions and stuff. And I do this thing where I go around and like all the publicity and stuff, posters and things, I put mustaches on them sometimes.
Nice. Very cool.
So I climb the statue and I put a mustache on Cibeles, on the lady. Within 3 days, it was like it fell off because of the rain or whatever. But... I got so much fucking hate, but not from the Spaniards, dude. from Venezuelans.
Are you serious?
From fucking Venezuelans.
Saying what?
They said, oh, you can't even go to like another country and respect their fucking shit. But like, mind you, all the Spanish people from Spain were writing comments like, dude, this is fucking awesome. I love this. Not one Spanish person said anything negative about it. They fucking loved it. Venezuelans, oh, revoke his visa, this and that, blah, blah, blah. Nobody knows that I'm from, my dad, like I'm Spaniard. Yeah. My dad's from Spain.
Right,
from
good Bilbao. Luck revoking that yeah. shit.
Yeah, yeah. So like they're just talking out their ass and they don't know. I made all sorts of news stations with it. So many people fucking talk so much shit. And like at first I was like, shit, did I really fuck up? Let me think about this. And I fucking just kind of stepped away from social media for a sec. And I was like, I really thought deep inside, like, did I fuck up? What did I do anything wrong? Did I fuck with anyone's, like, and it's a fucking mustache. It's a sticker of a hairy mustache yeah. that fell off on the third day. Right. Soccer players climb that statue when they win a fucking trophy.
That's
or
so true. Very thing. True.
So I was like, no, fuck this. I'm not dealing with this anymore.
Right.
So what I did was, I really thought this through. I started off with like, I posted a series of stories on my Instagram. I said, hey guys, for all of you, those that I offended and this and that, I thought about this really deeply and stuff. I took the whole day and you know what? Fuck you. And I pulled out a picture of me on the statue riding the lion with the Cibeles with the mustache.
Hell yeah.
And every picture or every story that I posted throughout those days, I was posting with that picture. Like if I was eating, I would be with the picture.
Fucking, double yeah. down, double so, down.
So more haters came through.
Love
so
it.
What I did was I made shirts. I made shirts with me on the lion, on the statue, on the lion, and then the Cibeles with the mustache. And then at the bottom, I put, did you get offended? And then I sold those shirts. And the money that I made with those shirts, I bought a bunch of food and I fed the homeless. And then
Yo!
All the haters
That's
stopped
what's
immediately.
Up.
That's how you do it.
That's how yeah, you so fucking fuck do it. Wow.
Dude, I don't even respond anymore. Up. Like some like they'll just hate. I'll just delete the comment. Like I don't have time anymore. I've learned. I went through all sorts of angles with haters. Like should I respond? Should I respond nicely? Should I fucking be an asshole? Should I do this? Should I do right. that? That I just figured like I figured out the best thing to do is just delete the fucking comment.
God.
Like it's not there. Good. You're wasting your I'm just deleting your comment.
Yep.
You're wasting your time. You're spending your fucking precious time hating on something instead of reinforcing something positive. And like I'm just completely eliminating your opinion. What are you gonna do?
Yeah.
You're gonna cry, you're gonna keep on fucking hating? Go ahead, dude. You're fucking ruining your own vibes.
Yeah,
fuck
yeah.
it, dude.
100%. They're wasting their own time.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
That's
I don't
insane.
Have time. I only have time for love. Fuck that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And
Rebecca.
Oh, it's beautiful. Of course.
And pickleball.
Who doesn't have time for pickleball and Rebecca? Good Lord. Hey. That's beautiful.
Shout out Rebecca.
Big shout out to Rebecca. Talk to us about that massive, you know, if I'm not mistaken, you're at about 500 and so cake and change, you know, on Instagram. When was there a big wave that it kind of came overnight that it was a several thousand? Was it a slow increase? Talk to us about that growth.
Mine has always been like huge. Like explosions,
okay.
yeah. But on TikTok, it's been completely different. My Instagram is in Spanish. I have maybe like 500,000 followers on that. On my TikTok, I have 2.something million.
Sheesh.
My TikTok is in English, and my Instagram was in Spanish, but I'm transitioning now into English because I want to just break into another market. I'm tired of doing the same thing over and over, and I want to you know meet new people. I love my Spanish community and stuff, but I just want to try something new. You know,
right.
But I had when I first started, I paid a bunch of promotions and I got to like 32,000, like a bunch of meme pages promoted me, and I grew my audience to like 32,000 followers. And then after that, I met Juanpa Zurita. I don't know if you know who that is, but he's a Mexican guy, fucking great kid, also into, you know, helping the community and stuff and being nice to people. And I really love that guy. He's so cool. And for his young age, it's so impressive that the fame has not gotten to his head, you know? So he right. just keeps it really cool. And I think he just has a really cool group of people surrounding him and stuff. So he tattooed my back. He did a video on it, a YouTube video, and then tagged me in it. And I fucking exploded. Within like a few days, I went from 32,000 to like 80,000 followers, all Spanish. And my Instagram was in English. But then after that, I would post something in English and people were like, what are you doing talking Spanish? We all talk Spanish. So I kind of just eventually went into Spanish. Mm. Like when I've grown, it's been because I've done something with a celebrity, I've done something with someone big, and then we do like a collaboration post, and then I just explode. Mm. And that's how my Instagram has worked, at least. But TikTok has been more, you know, gradually growing. Yeah.
Was it difficult for you to decide that you wanted to expand to the English market and focus just on English? Was it difficult?
It's so difficult. And I just started it. And it's so, like, it hurts, but it feels like it's the right thing to do. You know what I mean? Like, imagine 7 years of talking Spanish to your audience, and now all of a sudden, like I'm kind of gradually transitioning. Like I'm doing some stories with like subtitles and stuff, and some of the videos are in Spanish, but they're written in English, or like I'll do the videos in English, but I'll subtitle them in Spanish, or the video is in Spanish, but I'll subtitle it in English. So I'm kind of gradually transitioning, but I just really feel like it's the right thing to do. Like I need to grow and expand, you know what I mean? There's only so much you can do with one audience, and I want to tend to everyone.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
You've definitely established yourself as a brand. You know, people know who you are. People know how to associate you. Was it difficult kind of finding your voice in the beginning, or was it just kind of being yourself?
No, man. You know, when I was more of a kid, I was already filming things. I was already like creating content before even Instagram came up and stuff. And I would always just be creating content, and I would just stack it up and leave it stacked up, and it wouldn't go anywhere because there wasn't any social media. Instagram came around, first it was Vine, and I did a bunch of Vines, but I never posted them because I was too scared.
The good old days.
Yeah, man, I was kind of like scared of like, what if it doesn't blow up? I know this is fucking great content, but what if it doesn't blow up and I'm just gonna look like an idiot? And I never fucking got into Vine, but I had some fucking killer Vines. Then Instagram came around, and I got into Instagram really late, man.
Really?
Really late, yeah. And then, but it was kind of easy for me to transition because I already had a shit ton of content that I had like filmed before Instagram even existed. And like, it was just posting it, basically.
Right.
I just had it laying around, just posted it. I remember, I think even before I even had an Instagram, I climbed the Hollywood sign, and I had that video just laying around. I also had a video where
you can get in pretty big trouble for that, right?
I've heard.
I've heard.
I got caught.
Hell yeah.
Also, this one, I think you can get into even more trouble.
What?
I got my passport, my U.S. passport, with a fake mustache. Oh, also my ID. I think I have it here.
Are you serious?
I'm not even fucking joking. It's not even the same hair color.
Oh,
dude.
I love that wallet.
Yeah, that's dope.
Holy.
Yo, that's fucking hilarious.
What futuristic technology is this?
Oh my God, that is fucking hilarious. Look at this.
Oh, wait.
You're going to show that. Maybe blur out.
We're
going to
definitely, yeah, we're going to
blur everything.
Do one of these bad boys real quick. Actually, yeah, that way. That's beautiful. Yo, wow.
Show them what you can do with that wallet, man. That's money.
Yeah, show them that bad boy.
What I can do with the wallet, or what the wallet does, because two are very different
things. I love that response. No. I fucking love it.
I don't feel like you've been on field long enough. So with this, just this little bottom thing, you go boop.
Damn.
And then it has the whole inside sort of thing.
Oh, that's long dick moves right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Long dick moves.
I love that. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what I'm saying? Every single week we have three segments. And the last one is the quest for the truth. You know what I'm saying? And in this beautiful segment, we ask our illustrious guest a random emphasis on the word.
Are you going to read my
random,
future and stuff?
I wish. Nice. A random question from this here deck of cards. I don't know what it's going to be. Fate will decide. But
you
here,
choose it or I choose it.
I like that. You know what? You choose
it. I want a yellow one. That one right here. Boom. Done.
I hope it's not one that we
Is that your favorite color?
Yeah, yellow is my favorite color.
What's your second favorite color?
Different shade of yellow. these two. Okay. I want, which one's the brighter one?
Dun, 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 dun,
this one.
I like it. Okay. Here we go. Okay. And my boy Christian's going to answer this as well. It's not a deep one, you know what I'm saying? But I want to know, what is the last product that you returned and why?
Holy shit. I don't think I do that often, dude.
Yeah, right?
Where's the other yellow card?
Oh, man.
Fuck. I don't think I have.
Okay, we'll do another one.
I don't think I've done. I don't.
What's the best hotel you've ever stayed in and why?
Oh, dude. I have a few, man.
Okay, there we go. A little travel story.
Dude, all right. So could it be an Airbnb?
Sure.
All right. It was in Dubai, man. And we rented out. It was a little expensive, but it was totally fucking worth it.
Hell yeah.
It was a mansion on the Palm. So we had our own private beach. That's probably why. Also, from my room, I was on the second story, and I would wake up every morning and just jump from the window into the pool.
Dude.
So it was like perfect like angle to jump in. It was like better than coffee to wake up. I don't know. It was just really nice. And it was the first time anyone had ever rented that house. It was like we were the first people staying in there.
Sheesh.
So it was like just built, like brand new. We kind of like took its virginity, if you will.
Hell yeah.
And
shout out Rebecca.
And and it was like, it was awesome. Also, there's a place down here. It's called Everglades International Hostel.
Okay.
Which is not as fancy, but it's really cool because it's like outdoorsy. You can sleep on a fucking tree and stuff. It's really fucking cool.
Damn.
I haven't been back in ages, and I know some new people bought it. So I don't know if it's as cool as before, but maybe it's even better. Who knows?
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Christian, talk to me. What's the best hotel you've ever stayed in and why? Or Airbnb, you know?
Man, the last hotel, honestly, that I can remember staying in was when I had COVID. And I was hopping to quarantine for my family because I was living with my family at the time. I think I stayed in 3 different hotels, and of all of them, the Holiday Inn by the airport in Jacksonville, Florida.
Why?
That was pretty pimp.
Yeah, why?
There was Applebee's.
Have happy ending massages there. What was it?
Beautiful. They had a couple things going on around the area. It was just nice, man. Like, it was
right next to Rebecca's house.
100%. Peaceful.
The pandemic was a peaceful time for me. I know it was rough for a lot of people.
Had a pickleball court.
That was back before I discovered pickleball, man.
He'll move into that hotel.
I would sleep on a court if someone allowed me to.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would. Funky, before we start wrapping up this powerhouse.
What do you mean wrapping up?
You know, not wrapping up, but you know.
No, we're staying all night. I thought it was a 24-hour thing.
Let's do a marathon. We'll do a damn marathon. You know what I'm saying? Stay tuned. You know what I'm saying? But I do want to know, what is kind of like a moment that you can remember that it kind of all clicked for you? Like you took a moment, whether it was, you know, you speak about being in Dubai, you know, all these flights, meeting in the Red Hot Chili Peppers, in so many moments. When was the last time that you remember that you kind of took a step back and kind of looked at it all and be like, what the fuck? Like,
I think that's a really big problem that I have that I don't.
Dude.
I don't.
You have so many accomplishments.
Yeah, maybe that's why I just keep on going. I don't know, man. Like, I'll rest when I'm dead. Basically, right. Sort of mentality. But yeah, like, it's not that I'm not grateful. I'm very grateful. And every once in a while, I'll just be like, oh, that's awesome. Every single time, like, I'm in a situation where something awesome is happening in my life, I'm thanking the universe. I'm like, yo, dude, or I'll just thank collectively for a bunch of stuff that's happened or whatever. But like, I'm very grateful to be able to travel so much. I'm very grateful to, you know, see all these countries. This past year, I've barely been in Miami, man. I've been all over the place. We went to Greece, different islands in Greece. We went to England. I was in Paris. I was in Africa, in Slovenia. I jumped off a bridge in Slovenia, almost bit my tongue off. Like, I've been doing a bunch of really cool stuff, and I'm very, very, very grateful for absolutely everything to the universe. But to go back and be like, oh, that was awesome. Oh, I love, like, reminisce on the past. I try and focus more on what I'm trying to achieve than reminiscing on the past. You know what I mean?
But are you still able to enjoy the moment at hand?
Oh, 100%. I don't live in the past or in the future. I'm living in the present. And I'll live, like, leaned into the present, but, like, looking towards the future a little to plan at least some sort of skeleton.
Right.
But, like, if something crazy pops up in the present, I'm all over it, like. Damn. COVID.
Oh, man. And speaking of COVID, I do want to know.
Fuck.
Yeah. how was that experience like for you? Was it mentally draining? Did you get a lot of ideas that you start writing about? What was pandemic like for you?
It was whatever for me, to be honest. So when pandemic started, I was here and I had just bought a house. I was renovating the whole house.
Congrats, man. Congrats. Thanks, dude.
And like we spent a lot of time doing that. And then just I would go out like if nothing. I didn't really mind it. I wasn't really scared of it much. And every time I kind of felt sick, I would just like boil water and then put the thing, the towel over my head, and just breathe in all that stuff. All the mucus would come out.
It's like hitting nature's bong right there.
Vitamin C, and I'd be good. And then after that, when pandemic kind of like was at its peak, I moved to Mexico for a year. And I was out there filming with, I don't know if you know Julius Dinas.
Yes.
We had, like, we were running the number one most viewed Facebook page in the world. We had, like, 5.4 billion views a month with a B.
And,
the page was making a shit ton of money. We were out there. We had, like, I don't know, it was, like, 2-3 penthouses, an apartment. Jeez. And everything was super, super economic price-wise, you know? So it was great to film out there. We would rent out places. We rented out a jewelry store where they closed down a casino for us down there while we were there to film a few videos. Dude, it was like, so I barely lived the pandemic, man. I kind of, I had the best situation with the pandemic.
Wow.
Yeah.
What was the last experience that you made a video or you had an idea that you thought, man, this is going to fucking break the internet. It's going to be amazing. And then you put it out and it didn't get the response that you thought it would.
Nowadays, you never know what's going to bang on the internet. So I go into making my videos just because I like them and that's it. So I'm not expecting anything to blow up. And then when it does, it just feels nice. You know what I mean? So it's all relative nowadays. Like you can post a badass video and not get your expected result, like a badass result.
Yeah.
Or you could post a shit video and then it just fucking blows up. So you never really know. So I try not to expect anything from any video I post.
Do you think that TikTok is going to eventually take over Instagram? I've been seeing this all over the
Instagram
social media.
Instagram's dead, dude. Instagram's dead. It's
really?
Been dead.
You really don't
die
tell me
even
that.
More. Yeah. Instagram's gonna die.
I love
dude.
Instagram.
You like think Facebook. TikTok's gonna take over?
100%. It's already taken.
I'm not
over,
on.
Dude.
But see, but who? But like, I don't like watching videos all the time on social. Sometimes I just want to see what my friends are doing.
Let me tell you this.
You know,
you had MySpace, right?
I loved MySpace.
When you had MySpace and Facebook came out, everyone was like, "Oh, fuck that! That's for old people. MySpace is already big." Blah blah blah. MySpace died. Facebook took over. Facebook was like the new thing. Oh, Facebook, awesome, blah, 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 blah. Instagram came out. Facebook died. Instagram is now a MySpace or a Facebook.
Sheesh.
It's dying, dude. It's going to die. It's eventually, TikTok is the next big thing, dude.
Is it stressful for you to kind of like constantly be up to date with what's, you know, the new wave?
Right now, I'm going through a process where it's just like I'm not trying to create content to live my life. I'm just trying to live my life and create content by living my life. So whatever comes, I'm all for it. You know, I'm just roll with the punches.
Roll with the punches.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Talk to me about one of the last times that you were... Go ahead.
No. I was just going to cough.
Oh.
Didn't even let me cough. Fucking Nazi.
Bro, I know this guy. But what was the last time that you kind of went into a situation and you were legit, maybe not scared or nervous? I mean, if you're not... You're about to skydive and tattoo yourself and you weren't really second guessing anything. Has there ever really been a time where you did?
It's very difficult for me to get scared of something. Very fucking difficult. I am afraid of one thing and you guys are going to laugh about it, but it's true. Fucking glitter, dude. I hate glitter. I don't like glitter. It's
You're
like a
serious.
Phobia. I thought it was crazy. I Googled it. There's an actual fucking phobia. It's called sparkle phobia.
Are you serious right now?
103% serious, dude.
Wow.
103% serious. I fucking hate it, dude.
Where
I think about it, it's just my hands start sweating. I get itchy. It's like, oh, fuck.
Just saying the
like
word
it.
Art to like, crafts. It's like, ugh.
I'd rather swim with some sharks.
Right.
Unprotected than have some glitter on me. Like a one or two or three or whatever I can handle. But like if it's fucking just a little handful or whatever, it's just like, oh, I can't, dude.
That's where you draw the line.
I can't. Ah, fuck that.
Fuck that. Christian, do you have any phobias?
Man, I have arachnophobia. Spiders terrify me.
Dude, there's one there and I didn't tell you anything.
Okay, we're good, man.
What happens? Wait. Nah, we can't just end it there.
Brush over that.
What happens if you and Rebecca are fucking getting it on, right? And it's like, oh my God, you've never been so horny. Like the last time you were this horny, it was like you were a fucking...
I can't remember that
You
time.
Were a nine.
Yeah.
Horny level nine. Right now you're horny level 32 and you're getting it on with Rebecca, right? Mm-hmm. And fucking... Oh, dude, yeah. And then you kind of like look up, corner of your eye, fucking spider on the corner up there. Big ass fucking spider. Do you go
flaccid? You get soft?
I mean, I'm probably going to go. I'm probably going to catch that spider.
Do you? A. I'm probably going to go catch him. Bomb. Threesome. B. Kill it. C. Who wants continue to be a shagging.
You know, I would actually. I've caught spiders before. I've caught them. As really? Much as they terrify me. So maybe I'm not a true arachnophobe, but I've caught them and released them in North Florida. I hate killing
shit. I haven't caught
glitter
before.
Like killing
fuck
things.
That.
How did you find out about your glitter phobia?
I don't fucking know. It just happened. It's like, I don't know. And when I was a kid, it wasn't a thing.
But did you try doing a video and you couldn't do
no,
it?
No. It was just like, I had glitter on me and it wouldn't fucking come off ever. I washed my hands like 40 fucking times and I still had glitter. It's just a thing that I don't... can we stop talking? No, I'm kidding. But like, I don't know. I just the fact that it doesn't come off that easy just bothers the fuck out of me. It's like the AIDS or the herpes of of fairy tales.
Right.
Of fairies, yeah.
God. You had mentioned earlier about, you know, when you had the whole mustache fiasco in Spain.
The whole what?
Mustache. You had talked to us about, you know, taking a step back, kind of like really analyzing before you double down to see if you had actually fucked up. Has there been a time where you put out a video, you got negative feedback or whatever, and you actually did take back, think about it, and you thought that you did fuck up or never?
I think maybe one time I did a video where we kind of messed with some food and there was people saying something like, don't waste food like that. There's people that are really hungry. I was like, oh shit. All right, cool. Yeah. So kind of like after that, any video we did with food, we made sure it was like old expired food or rotten or like, you know, fake food or something like that. Wow. But yeah. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong, dude. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I try not to be wrong. I try to, like, before doing anything, kind of analyze what I'm doing. And that's why that whole mustache thing was kind of, like, weird for me because I really didn't feel like I was doing anything wrong.
Right.
I put mustaches on statues before.
Right.
But this one in particular, I just... If people are just talking out their ass, I will put a stop to it. You can be 3 million against one and like I'll fight till the death, dude. If I know that I'm right. If there might be like a small chance of me being wrong, I'll just step aside and just like analyze for a little bit. But yeah, for the most part, I'm perfect.
That's beautiful. I love it. Do you run your ideas just by yourself or is there a team that you run it by and you kind of be like...
For the most part, it's just me, man. But sometimes like I used to collaborate with a lot of people and then a lot of those people kind of, you know, pulled a dirty one on me. So ever since a while ago, I've just been kind of by myself on social media. That's why I'm kind of stuck at the 500,000.
Stuck.
Collaborate.
Stuck.
Yeah, it should be like, well, for the shit I've done, dude.
If you're at two
my
on
penis
TikTok,
has been on Times Square,
amen,
dude.
Brother. Amen, God. That's only a dream few of us can dream about, you know?
Yeah, dude, but that's why I'm kind of stuck at where I'm at right now is what I meant. If I were to collaborate with a lot more people, I'd probably have grown a lot more. I'm kind of a loner in the social media world.
Okay.
Because of past experiences.
Yeah.
And it was hard for me to get to that point to like, oh shit, I can't collaborate with them. Fuck. But it got to the point where it was great because now I don't need anybody. I just I'll create the videos myself. I'll film it myself. If there's someone around, they'll help me film or whatever.
Right.
But for the most part, it's just me. But I do collab sometimes with some people.
Okay. Very cool.
It's not like a common thing.
Gotcha. I would be remiss if I didn't mention or ask. You know, you're tattooed all over. The man's got a dick tattoo.
I do, yeah.
But you have yet, correct me if I'm wrong, to tattoo your face.
Is there closest thing is like the back of the neck, but nah, I wouldn't go for the face.
Is there a reason why you're staying off limits?
I don't know.
I agree with your decision.
I'm really sexy, dude.
Amen.
I'm really
amen.
Sexy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've tattooed just about everything: my toes, my dick, my wrist,
you
my
done
back.
Your ass? You done your ass?
My ass tattooed. Yeah. My butt cheeks are tattooed.
Beautiful.
I got an L on each butt cheek, so when you spread them open, it says LOL.
That was fucking amazing.
Luckily, the alligator didn't bite into the L.
Oh, good.
Shout out alligator.
That was like a lol and an exclamation mark.
The alligator just wanted to get his own tattoo.
Hell yeah. God damn.
Basically.
Has that been the scariest animal encounter you've had to date?
You know Atlantis?
The underwater...
I've never been, but yes.
No, in the Bahamas, the hotel.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but basically it's based off of that.
Gotcha.
But yeah. Right. So they have like aquariums and shit in the hotel. And I jumped into the shark tank with the sharks in it.
Holy fuck.
In the aquarium.
With no cage or nothing?
No people allowed in there. It's like, do not jump. And I fucking jumped in there. My girlfriend was inside the aquarium at the time filming through the glass. She was fucking shitting her pants. She also has a fear of sharks. Just like, it's equally as bad as mine with glitter, but her for sharks.
Yeah, sharks are pretty scary, man.
But she was inside the fucking aquarium. Like, she was like
right.
behind the glass. So it was like,
right.
No, the sharks are going to fucking jump out. And like, right. it was actually a tunnel sort of thing.
Okay.
And she was inside the tunnel filming me with the sharks. And she was just like looking away and stuff, filming. And I didn't think about this until way after. Like, that was a fucking crazy move.
Oh my God.
Like
yeah.
At the moment, I thought it was a brilliant idea, you know? But in retrospect, holy fuck.
Holy fuck is right.
Yeah, fuck.
I kicked one I have it on video. I kicked one in the head.
Huh.
Like I'm swimming and I couldn't see anything because I have contact lenses, right? So I can't open my eyes underwater. Well, I can, but like can't move too much because they'll just come out.
Oh, okay.
And it's super salty. So I had to like really try and get under so that she can get me on video correctly and stuff, like a good angle and stuff. So I'm going like this. And I'm pretty sure you're not supposed to fucking do any of these crazy movements. I'm trying to get underwater and like I'm moving my feet. Boom, I kick one in the head.
Oh my God.
And then later I found out that it was just about to be their lunchtime. Like they fed them like a few minutes after.
Oh my God. Yeah, so they were hungry. They had the munchies. They had the munchies right there.
To jump in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Por Dios.
Yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
That was a crazy encounter with an animal. Also, I had an Argentinian ex-girlfriend, which is also a crazy encounter with an animal.
100%. Praise God, bro. You are a man.
I love Argentinians.
Said that right here,
way.
Right here. I couldn't agree with you more, brother. God. Speaking of kind of like ex-girlfriends and all that jazz, how difficult is it to find someone that's going to accept your willingness to do crazy shit on the daily?
Very difficult. I don't even know if there's anything to describe that. I don't know. Like, it's really difficult. Like, also with the traveling, it's difficult to find someone that's not only willing, but can travel with me all over the place.
Right.
I stick to webcams and OnlyFans.
Hell yeah.
<I'm kidding. laughs> No, like, I know I've had my latest relationships have been okay with traveling. They came with me to a few places, Miami, Spain, Slovenia. But it's just a little too much also for them. I don't know. My priority is creating love, dude. And anyone that can actually be a part of that and doesn't have a problem with that going around the world, I mean, it's very difficult to find.
It is. Wow.
I mean, it just seems difficult for anyone and everybody to find love these days.
I just have to kidnap someone.
Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, is there a website for that?
That's the go-to. I'm sure there's like a kink for that. Com. Yeah.
I'm sure there's like a kidnapping kink.
What is that, field.com?
F-double-E-L-D for all you weirdos.
Yeah, all they weirdos, bro. Talk about
shit. He's the one that brought it up.
Yeah, he's the one. Yeah, what you mean?
Yeah, that man, I think it's taught me that I'm not that weird.
That man's got a...
Yeah, no, there's some fucking crazy kinks out there.
Oh, man.
Kinky shit.
There's some crazy shit out there.
Yeah, the foot fetish isn't that bad once you look at it.
Oh,
I'm not
fetish.
Are you in the
you know
feet?
What I saw
I'm
once,
not in
dude?
The feet.
I saw,
so, like, it doesn't do anything
like,
for me.
I can appreciate a nice foot, but I'm not going to be
if
like,
if you're
going to
fucking get off jacking me off with your feet, do it, but it's not gonna be my thing. As long as there's no glitter involved, I'm good.
Yeah.
Dude, I saw once, I went into a sex shop and I saw an inflatable doll, right? But it was a fucking alien inflatable doll.
Damn.
And it was awesome, dude. I almost bought it, right? Just to like have it in my house.
Right.
To, like,
a display piece.
Like, yeah, display. Yeah. Like just show it off to the world. It was so fucking cool. Purple. Damn. It had three tits.
Oh my God.
And the fucking ears were assholes and you could fuck the ears. It was fucking genius.
Oh my
genius,
God. That's
dude.
Art.
I know.
Good Lord.
I know.
Oh my God.
I almost got it.
Oh my God. And each ear was a hole?
Each ear was a fucking hole.
Oh my God.
Dude.
You can just, you have a small party with that. Wow. Good Lord.
Yeah, dude.
Wow. Damn. That's absolutely beautiful. Christian, you should put that in the shopping list. See if Rebecca's into that.
They should give that on field for like their most awesome customers. Yeah. Like if you're there for like 3 years nonstop and whatever, or you just acquire like a certain amount of kinks.
Hell yeah.
You get a free alien three titted two asshole the eared doll.
It's like the YouTube diamond plaque right there.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
God.
Field, I'm telling you, fucking sponsor me.
Come
I will
on.
Fucking make you millions.
That's what I'm saying.
You're going to see this episode.
My Instagram is at Funky. Write me. Jesus Christ.
And we'll do that in a little bit. But before I do got to ask, if you don't mind, would you be so kind as to show our viewers?
I want me to show you guys my penis.
The penis and the back. You know what I'm saying?
If
you don't mind, you know what I'm saying? If you don't mind, you know what I'm saying?
I'll do the penis, but the back, I'm kind of shy.
There's an upcharge? I understand. Yeah.
Where do you want me to stand, dude?
I think you can do right here because we'll get this one, we'll get that one, and we'll get the main one.
Boom. Let's do this.
All right, here we go. Bum, 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 bum.
Sexy music. Oh, it's very white music or something.
Okay,
No.
Let's get it on. Wow! Good Lord! There's so many things that I see. Flea, web through. There's so many Aaron. Is that Aaron like Carter?
No.
Okay, I was about to say.
Oh my God, I see the Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk, where's Tony Hawk?
Right there, below
shit. Oh my God, he has such good penmanship.
Yes,
good Lord.
It was his first tattoo that he ever did.
Are you serious? Wow. Hey, Tony Hawk, big respect.
This
wow.
Is the first tattoo Tony's ever done.
Good Lord. Oh my God.
Absolute legend. I'm trying to find Flea. Where's Flea?
Oh, I saw Flea.
Right there.
Oh my God. I could, bro, it's like our table. I could be staring here for a while.
Wow.
Well, okay, out of the back, what was the most painful?
Oh, dude.
Because I know the ribs hurt like a motherfucker.
So, that all depends on who's doing it. And I've learned to set my tattoo machine at a certain angle, at a certain like length that the needle comes out.
Because they press like a motherfucker?
Up. Yeah.
Dude.
So, when Tony Hawk tattooed me, it was Tony Hawk, Riley Hawk, his son that also tattooed me, and the whole Birdhouse crew tattooed me.
What?
So one of the guys from Birdhouse, his name was Sean Hale.
Okay.
His name is Sean Hale. I don't think he changed it. And he had a fucking gorilla hand, dude. The guy had like concrete hands.
Okay.
And I coached all of them how to do it really quick and stuff. But when he grabbed the machine, like it was just like, his whole body weight was on it. He didn't need to. It was just like a little bit, dude.
Yeah.
And his whole body weight was on it, dude. And it was just like, I felt like I was getting, you know, molested.
Yeah, yeah.
Sheesh.
So wait, there's a certain sensitivity. There's so that you don't have to apply that much pressure to one of these tattoo guns.
No, dude, you don't have to apply pressure at all.
I did not know this.
It's just a needle going in and out. That does all the work.
Right.
You just stretch the skin so that you know exactly how deep you have to go in. You have to go in three layers, I think, something like that. And because if you go in way too deep, it'll bleed out. Like the ink will go to like in so many layers that it'll just bleed out, like blend in.
Yeah.
Like just one big blob.
Oh, man.
And he went like, I felt that shit. My mom felt that, dude.
Sheesh.
My ancestors felt that.
Oh, man.
My cat felt that.
Shout out your cat. Shout out your ancestors. God.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Christian, you have any tattoos?
I have no tattoos.
Have you thought about it?
Oh, I think about it all the time.
You have any?
I do.
Oh, you do?
I got two. I got this one. You know what I'm saying? I was actually...
Yo, how have I never seen that?
It was a C. It was actually, I got it with four friends and it spells out Cali.
Are you sure it's not a C for Rebecca? And they tried to do the R,
like,
but they
that.
Fucked up and they made it a C.
They made it a C. Yep, that.
Yeah,
and then I got
it kind of looks like a P also.
Yeah, and then
like
I got
pickleball.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, and then I got this bad boy.
The tree of life.
The tree of life.
Right? I did what not is it know for? This, bro.
Are you what is that for?
So I actually I did a show.
Dried out broccoli.
Yeah, exactly.
Cauliflower.
So my good friend Christian Bickich and myself, we are actors, thespians, lesbian thespians. And you know what I'm saying?
Not wrong. I'm a lesbian too.
And there we go. And I did a show many, many moons ago called Trees Die Standing Tall, or Los Árboles Mueren de Pie. And I actually got that tattoo with the cast. So,
cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's actually a beautiful story.
Yeah, yeah, my last name is Matas.
Matas.
Look, you know, I got it. Honestly, I got it for you.
Dude,
I was foreshadowing.
If you think about this, if you translate Jorge Matas to English, it's George Bush.
Holy shit! Yeah, shit.
No relation, no! No relation,
no! Venezuela and George Bush in the building.
You got a lot of messages there. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Ladies and gentlemen, what an episode of colossal proportions we have had today. Can we please give it up for our guest, Funky Matas! Funky, my brother.
Dude, thank you guys for having me. This is awesome.
Thank
I like
you.
The set. I like the lights. I like thank the neon you. Lights. I like Rebecca. I like pickleball.
There we go.
I like everything except glitter.
Thank you so much for joining us today,
thank
my brother.
Thank you, guys.
The door is absolutely...
Man.
There you go.
Hey, man.
The door is absolutely always open for you, my brother.
Fucking liar. Whenever... Look at that. That's the door
that's
over
just
there.
Fucking closed.
Closed. Liar. Liar.
The door is open for you whenever we'll raise
thank
the curtain for you
look,
anytime.
Next time I come, I'll bring the tattoo machine and some yeah. heroin.
Yeah. Oh, man. Sounds like a fucking
okay.
Friday
and
night.
We'll do, you know we'll do those things in weird orders.
In weird order. I
yeah,
fucking
like
love
not
it.
The order that you expect.
I like it.
I
yeah.
fucking love it. Talk to us about social media, my brother. Where can the people follow yeah, your journey?
You can follow me on at Funky, F-U-N-K-Y on Instagram and Funky on TikTok as well. And if you're into crypto and NFTs, you can follow our project at the F, the number 8 club, at the Fake Club. If you want to help out the world and stuff, help us help out. Love you guys.
Oh, man. Again, thank you so much. You spread a beautiful, beautiful message. Your videos are absolutely remarkable. Now, he was showing all that good stuff. You see it on the screen. Thank you for that video cool, that cool. you sent in and all that good stuff. Christian, you got anything for the people before we wrap up?
Man, check out. Nah, I got nothing, man.
You got nothing?
I got nothing going on
right about
now,
pickleball.
Bro.
You have something.
I got nothing,
pickleball.
You got a little pickleball plug?
You know where to find this, man. Spotify, YouTube, where
there
else,
you go.
One?
Yeah, honestly, more than anything, YouTube. But yeah, before I do wrap up, I do always sign off with one final question. Funky, I do got to ask my brother, if you could tell anything to the Funky who just got his first ever tattoo, 14, I believe. What would you tell him with the knowledge that you have today?
About tattoos or about anything?
About life, my brother. Life.
Wear a condom.
Amen.
Wow.
No. I would tell him, I wouldn't even bother. I think like me crashing into so many walls metaphorically has got me to where I am. So I wouldn't bother even. I'd be like, oh, let him play.
Let him
I wouldn't.
Play.
Nice. I wouldn't
I love
say
that.
Anything.
I love that,
yeah,
man. Let him play.
Yeah, dude. Because if you like, I think you learn from your mistakes and the mistakes of others. And like, dude, I can't change the past, but I can fucking grow from it. And that's what makes you who you are now, mm-hmm. dude.
Amen.
So fuck that. Let that guy play. Get more
hell
tattoos.
Yeah.
Rage
hell
on.
Yeah. Rage on. Hell yeah,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, dude.
God, every Thursday at midnight, what are you doing? You know what I'm saying? You go on Deezer, you go on Apple Podcasts, you go on Spotify, but
you
more
go on Field.
You go on Field, you know what I'm saying? But more than anything, Christian, where do they go?
You're going to go to Spotify. You're going to go to YouTube.
You're
going
to go to YouTube more than anything. YouTube, that's why we got 72 damn cameras in here so you can see our beautiful faces. You can see the videos. You can see this man's tattoos. You know what I'm saying? So please stay tuned every Thursday at midnight for a brand new guest. Funky, my brother. Thank you again.
I'm taking this. Fuck you guys.
Oh, take that. Take that. He's like, fuck this shit.
He's out.
I'm out.
I love you.
Love you. Every Thursday at midnight.
I'll leave the shoe.
Holla. Say how you feel all night in Miami. Well, you can push it to the limit. It gets real.